Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Ravens have won four in a row. Back to 500 for the first time since week two of the season, coming off the win against the Browns. Wasn't all that impressive, but a win nonetheless. Now trying to get over 500. Keep breathing down Pittsburgh's neck. How do the Ravens pick up that fifth straight win? Let's do it. Keys?
Yeah, Bob, number one, I got keep Lamar clean in the pocket. That would be a beautiful thing. I think Lamar would maybe even practice, you know, this week if he was clean in the pocket. And this is a team that has only 18 sacks. They don't get a ton of pressure. They have no interceptions for the season. You know, so keep Lamar clean. And to me, it's all about the offensive line. I think the key for this season, for them to go far, the offensive line's got to get better. Because if the offensive line stays as is, Lamar's going to get the crap beat out of him. And they're not going to be able to beat good teams when it counts. Number two, 100% in the red zone. And it's not about play call. You know, it's about two things in the red zone. It's about blocking, and it's about getting open with the receivers. You know, that is what it's going to be about. You give Lamar time to throw, he would have hit Andrews in the end zone. And, you know, block who you're supposed to block, and Henry will be in the end zone. 100% in the red zone. Number three, rush for over 150 yards. So, Bob, all three of my keys thus far has to do with the offensive line. Totally has to do with the offensive line. And the Jets defense, they give up 131 yards a game rushing. I'm asking for 150. Pop one. Big boy's going to pop one in this game. Number four, defense continue to improve. Points, yards, keep them under 15 points and under 300 yards. Is that reasonable? Absolutely. To me, it'd be disappointing if not. Otherwise, maybe the only way they do, if you're so far ahead, you know, that they're throwing it and they're getting yards, but they should not score a lot of points on this defense. I think the defense is getting better. And, you know, unless you're going to let Breece Hall run up and down the field, I don't know that they have the receivers and the quarterback to be able to beat you throwing. Number five, create turnovers. They're a minus 11. They'll turn it over. They will turn it over. Create turnovers, short fields, make it easier for the offense. And the defense has got momentum now. They got confidence now. They're getting turnovers, you know. So create turnovers. And last but not least, don't beat yourself. And that's the only way, Bob. Like we talked about, was it Preston? We had him on a pregame show. How do the Ravens lose this game against Cleveland? You beat yourself. Same way. How do the Ravens lose against the Jets? Beat yourself. That's the only way. Don't beat yourself. Don't turn. I mean, and the Ravens tried last week.
Oh, sure,
to
they
give
did.
It away.
Yes, they did.
You know, and don't beat yourself. Don't turn it over. What did Zach say? That the Jets have one turnover in the last 10 games. So let's keep adding to that. So those are my keys. Bottom line is, The bottom line in this whole thing, I mean, if I just had one key, O-line play better.
That might be the key for the rest of the season.
I totally agree 100%.
For however long it lasts. Ravens back on the practice field, about an hour and a half or so. Give you an attendance report as soon as we get it, because a lot of key contributors not there yesterday. Let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number if you want to join us. Funhouse, Donald McGraw coming up in a few minutes. News for the desk coming up at noon. Buy or sell 12:15. And lights out, Sean Merriman. Talk Terps and NFL with him. Let's go to Edgewood. It's Robert. Robert, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys feel about the racing guy Rodriguez trade, man? The Orioles trade.
Well, I don't know yet. When I first heard it, Robert, thanks for the call, I was like, oh, my God, really? And then as I've had chance to let it, marinate, dissect, whatever it is, I could see why Mike Elias did it. And I'll get in here real quick. We were talking about it yesterday. It seemed like it's a win-now move, but the risk is incredibly high, because if Grayson Rodriguez is healthy, and that's an if with gigantic quotation marks and a capital I and a capital N, Angel's got to steal, because he's going to be near a top-of-the-rotation guy for them, or it could be a power reliever for them. He's controllable through 2029. Whereas Taylor Ward comes in, wears out lefties, which the Orioles haven't done for 2 years, but he's a free agent after the season, not exactly a gold glover in the outfield, not a stiff, but not a gold glover by any stretch of the imagination. So, Nolan, we've had a few hours, days, to let it sink in. I'm hoping it's one of these trades, Vinny and Nolan and listeners, where it's a win-win.
Yeah.
For both teams. For the Orioles, the win needs to be, they need to win this year, and he needs to be a key contributor to a team that goes from last place to the playoffs, which I'm still predicting, because this is just the tip of the iceberg, I hope, for the Mike Elias offseason. But are we Nolan, are you feeling bitter about the trade? Are you feeling less concerned than you were yesterday? Because yesterday, and I don't want to speak for you, you were like, you understood where Elias.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This was coming from there.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes, I was in favor of it yesterday. I didn't think I had anything overly negative to say about it, but I could be wrong. Anyway, I think in the short term, it's a move that makes sense for both teams. And I think if you're the Angels, I mean, it's a move you got to make 10 times out of 10. You know, an opportunity to get a pitcher with that many years of control who's still relatively untapped in his potential, I think any team in the league would look at that and say, all right, we'll take a swing at it. We'll take our chances. And what do we have to give up to get him? A guy that's in the final year of his deal helps our team. You know, he was a great power hitter for us last year. We're going to miss that. But it's willing to give that up for the opportunity to potentially grow a legit starting pitching arm. But it's going to be a project. And maybe the more revealing thing to me is that their GM there in L.A., Manassian, or owner, rather, whoever he is, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
GM,
that guy.
Me. I got it here. I'm reading the quote. He even referred to it as a risk. So I think if you're coming out right then and there, kind of like Howie Roseman trading for Jair Alexander, just flat out said, yeah, it's a risk. But we only gave up a seventh round pick or a sixth round pick to get him. It was a risk worth taking for us. I mean, if this guy's calling Grayson a risk, I think that's very revealing. They are very well aware of his injury history, and that they're kind of fighting an uphill battle with that.
And let's look
Boomer
at it this.
Bust. Yeah. Boomer bust for them.
But for the Orioles, when he was pitching, they were winning.
Yeah.
Grayson Rodriguez helped pitch the Orioles to the playoffs two times. And, you know, I know he missed the second half of 24 for all intents and purposes, but he won 13 games. And the year before, 23, in the second half of the season, him and Bradish and Corbin Burns, who was still with the Brewers at the time, they had the five lowest earned run averages and whip in baseball in the second half of that season. Grayson Rodriguez started playoff games for the Orioles, where the Angels, they were losing with Taylor Ward. So, yeah, I said it yesterday, and I'm usually wrong, and we'll do that when we get to the picks. He's either going to be Jake Arrieta or Dylan Bundy, or unless they convert him, Nolan, to a reliever. Then he becomes that guy.
I think they'd still shoot for starter first. Wait a couple, at least a year before they go that road. But, I mean, he wouldn't be the first Orioles drafted pitcher that looked like a great starter on paper that ended up settling into life in the bullpen. And there's been guys that have had very successful bullpen careers. You know, Zach Britton at the top of that list. I mean, Brian Mattis even had a good run there as a reliever. So I think it's a possibility. But obviously these guys are pitchers. There's so much pride on the line. They want to be a starter. They know what they're capable of. Other curious thing for me is the way Rodriguez is continuing to talk about his injury. I mean, it was hard to get any sort of answer either out of Elias and the Orioles last year or out of Rodriguez himself about what exactly was the injury. I mean, what are you really dealing with? And then it ends up getting revealed to be the lat. Well, Rodriguez is still talking about the procedure to get rid of the bone spurs in his elbow. And he seems to think that those two things are tied, that he's been dealing with the bone spurs for years. It's been discomfort for him and trying to overcompensate that pain or deal with that pain led to the lat issue. His mechanics were somehow off. I don't know what to buy or what to believe here. We were told in spring training last year that there was a slight adjustment to his delivery, so slight that we can't see it watching the game.
Yeah.
But apparently he did make a change, but that change didn't have anything to do with the lat. Again, there's so much, I say misinformation, but we never got a concrete answer on anything. And I don't know if the Angels really know what they're getting here.
Well, that's their problem now. Or it's their golden ticket to getting a top-end rotation guy. But we were on the air, remember, back when he was pitching in March. And his velo went from 98 to 92. And that's when the warning signs came out. And he never threw a pitch for the Orioles again. We'll come back, talk more with Nolan. We get to his fun house, and then we got news from the Nets coming up at noon. Going to hear from John Harbaugh and others as they met with the media yesterday. Buy or sell 12:15. Lights out. Sean Merriman, talk Maryland and the NFL with him, and then Vinny's film breakdown of the Jets defense. If they're going to put up resistance, is it going to come from the defensive side of the ball?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.